This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Protests broke out across several cities as voters say foul in election counts. Dozens of angry supporters of President Trump converged on vote counting centers in Detroit and Phoenix Wednesday. Audio from Arizona's ABC 15. Stop the steal and count my vote, chanted the protesters, some armed with rifles and handguns. Representative Paul Gosar, an Arizona Republican, joined the crowd, declaring, "We're not going to let this election be stolen, period." Kosovo's president, Hasim Thaçi, a guerrilla leader during Kosovo's war for independence from Serbia in the late 1990s, resigned on Thursday and will face charges for war crimes and crimes against humanity at a special court based in The Hague. "We are freedom-loving people and not vengeful," the 52-year-old Thaçi said at a news conference in Pristina. That's Kosovo's capital. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Oregon National Guard was called into the city of Portland after protests in the city turned violent Wednesday night. Local authorities declared a riot after groups of demonstrators destroyed property in the downtown section of the city. The county sheriff's office described it as widespread violence. A Fort Hood soldier has been arrested in the death of a woman at a Texas hotel last year. Officials say Corey Grafton was an active soldier assigned to the Texas base, and he was arrested Tuesday and is facing a murder charge in the death of Chelsea Cheatham, a 32-year-old who was found in June of 2019. Her death was later ruled a homicide. The Texas Ranger has applied DNA testing in the year-old case, the Texas Department of Public Safety said. Police had also gotten a statement from one of Grafton's co-workers that said he had confessed to the killing. Grafton is being held in lieu of $1 million bail Wednesday night. 4 months after he declared he was running for president, rapper Kanye West seems to have accepted that he's got no shot at winning. Kanye received 60,000 votes in 12 states. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Phoenix Raceway for the 2020 season finale. Sunday, the Final Four will battle for the chance to be the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series champion. Driver Denny Hamlin talks confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, we've achieved our goal for the year. Our goal is to get to the Final Four. After that, you have to. It's all about circumstances. You have to have a fast car, and you have to have things fall your way if you want to be a champion. So, you know, it's like I said, I agree with Kevin, it's a little different than it used to be. And so now it just comes down to one race. We've achieved our goal, you know, 2 years in a row now making the Final Four. Hopefully we can finish this thing off. We obviously had a great Phoenix last year. Things were a lot different. You had a different aerodynamic package. But certainly I feel like when I go there that I'm going to roll off and hopefully have a race winner.
Driver Joey Logano is excited for his second championship race.
Yeah, of course we're excited. We're ready to go. This is a great opportunity. You know, we were able to lock ourselves in a couple weeks ago and be able to breathe for a minute and get through to these last couple races. What a crazy race it was today for those guys trying to get their way in. So, you know, glad we were able to keep some momentum up, get a good starting spot. I don't know where we're going to be for next week yet, but hopefully it's a good starting spot and we're able to, you know, fight our way and try to get our second championship.
Brad Keselowski and Chase Elliott are also in the Final Four Championship. Tune in Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. On NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us sharing a part of your day because, hey, without you, why are we here, right? And without George Barna, we would be missing out on some incredible facts. And in fact, a new Family Research Council survey that reveals near unanimous support for Trump among key conservative Christian voters. George, this is amazing.
Well, it really is. You know, you go into a survey never knowing what you're going to get. But I'll tell you, this was not something that I expected to see. The group that we're talking about that we call SageCons, which stands for Spiritually Active Governance Engaged Conservative Christians, last time around, I mean, they were overwhelmingly for Mr. Trump, set some records in that regard. 93% of them voted for him last time. We're expecting an even higher percentage. Yeah, you can't get
much higher. I was going to say, how much higher can you get?
But the few that stayed in the closet last time apparently are coming out this time. So it's going to be an interesting election.
So it would seem what this is indicating is that people are connecting with the clear difference between these two candidates. Is that what you're reading?
Yeah, I mean, certainly I haven't been alive at any time when we've had a clearer differentiation in terms of the worldview being represented by each of the major parties. And so right now, I think the last 2 weeks has been really interesting because what we're seeing is Americans sitting down and really stopping to think about what does each party and what does each major party candidate stand for?
Yes.
And realizing it's two completely different visions for America. It's not just that maybe they have different views about immigration. It's not simply that they have a different plan for health care. It's they both have a completely different idea of what America is meant to be and what they're going to do to get it there. And I'm thankful that so many people are waking up to that.
Well, it's to me also, George, here, it's the issue of credibility. And that is that after people are doing their research here and they look at, okay, here's a candidate, Donald Trump, who supports the U.S. Constitution, which most of us have grown up with. I know in some schools they don't want to address it. Even in some law schools, they don't even want to address parts of the Constitution. It's amazing to me, but this is 21st century America that we're in. But nonetheless, Donald Trump representing the U.S. Constitution, and you've got Joe Biden, who basically says, well, we're going to go in with the Bernie Sanders manifesto. That's our new constitution. And when you read that 110 pages, I mean, it pretty well spells out what they're going to do is continue what Barack Obama said was going to happen, and that was the fundamental transformation of our country.
Yeah, as I mentioned, it's a completely different vision for what America should be and how to get there. So, yeah, this is the time when people need to recognize that voting is a privilege, but with that privilege comes a responsibility. and that's to do your homework and really understand what each of the candidates and parties stand for. And it's not even just the presidential candidates. We've got to take that same magnifying glass and look at the Senate candidates, the House candidates, state exactly. legislative candidates, all the candidates on the ballot, and all the initiatives, because basically all of those things are part of this retooling of America that some people want to see happen.
Well, it demands our civic responsibility and participation. This is not an observation sport. This is why we've got ourselves in the mess that we've had, is the elites are happy to take over and run things according to their own eyes without any kind of accountability because, well, the fact of the matter is you've got, this is really the perfect storm for elites when you think about it, George. You've got the mainstream media that's abandoned their reason to exist, to hold our governments accountable. You've got a laissez-faire type of populist and voter politic, and you've got greedy elitists that say, look, it, we're a lot smarter and we deserve all this, so get out of the way, as the Hawaii Senator Hirono said, you know, shut up and sit down.
yeah. And this is one of those times where we've got to recognize that what people are saying isn't always what they mean. We've got to read behind the lines. We've got to look at the track records. We've got to look at credibility. I mean, there are a lot of things that go into the homework that we've got to do this time. It's not just simply looking at a voter guide and saying, oh, he's pro, she's con.
Right.
It's also looking at, but what have they done before? Not what are they saying they're going to do, but what's their track record? Because the best predictor of the future is the past.
Without a doubt. Well, and this is where Donald Trump has so much going in his favor. As he contrasts, I thought brilliantly in the debate in referring to Biden's 47 years of almost near zero accomplishment. I don't even know how that's possible, versus 47 months of what Donald Trump's been able to fulfill in terms of promises made, promises kept.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why in this study that we just released that we did for Family Research Council, one of the things we found is that the perception of Donald Trump among conservative Christians has changed radically in the last 4 years. They voted for him in massive numbers in 2016. Despite not liking him, not trusting him, not believing him. And this time, they're voting for him because they do trust him. They do believe in him. They believe his agenda. Mm-hmm. They want to go where he wants to take the country. And so it's a completely different mindset that conservative Christians are taking into the polling place this year. And again, it's based on them now having some experience with mm-hmm. him. Obviously, we've had, you know, almost 5 decades of experience with Joe Biden.
Exactly.
So they can compare records and they know what it is that they're going to get with either one of these gentlemen.
The personality issue of Trump is still there. I mean, Trump is Trump.
Yeah.
And so probably in some cases you've got voters going, hey, I may not want to sit down and have a beer or go out to lunch with a guy, but look, as long as he's, you know, making incredible peace deals in the Middle East, keeping us out of endless wars, and we have GDP growth like what was reported in this last quarter of 33.1%. I mean, this is unheard of, George.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's why, you know, in this study, what we saw was that the way that they profile Donald Trump now, you know, they now they see him as smart. Previously, mm-hmm. they didn't see him as smart. Now they see him as presidential. They didn't believe he was presidential last time. They see him as a strong leader. They see him even as compassionate, despite what the media would have us believe about him. And even the arrogance measure has dropped by 26 percentage points over the last 4 years. You don't normally see the kinds of shifts that we've been seeing, 44 percentage points, 38 percentage points, 34 percentage points in these attributes that we profile candidates with. You know, you might see a shift over 4 years at 3, 4, 5 percentage mm-hmm. points. Massive shift because people realize now this is a different person than we thought we were getting.
What is America starting to embrace in New York state of mind, so to speak?
Well, Lord, I hope not. I'm from there, and I know what's going on in New York, and it's not pretty.
Well, not right now. Not right now. I mean, today's New York's attitude, and you can't blame them for everything being shut down. I mean, you can't even go to a restaurant anymore, and de Blasio's looking at another possible lockdown. I mean, this is going to kill the city.
Well, and then when you walk out on the streets, and the mayor's been out there painting the streets Black Lives Matter with them and all these guys. I mean, it's ludicrous, you know, and they're like caravans of people moving out of the city, you know, heading to Connecticut, heading to Tennessee, going to all kinds of places, just like people are leaving California.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the governor there has locked down everything and, you know, is killing the state as best he can, as quickly as he can, except, of course, for his winery.
Can America endure another lockdown? I mean, Joe Biden says, hey, if the scientists say, we're locking it down.
Yeah, well, but remember, when a Democrat says we follow the science, what they really mean is we follow the science that fits with our preconceived
ideas. Exactly. I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from George Barna after this.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and in- Independent. We are just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The professor of Arizona Christian University and the president of Cultural Research Center at ACU continues with us, Dr. George Barna. George, we were talking about the way science fits into the mindset of those on the left. It's convenient science, it seems to be, as opposed to, you know, the science like, Barack Obama claimed was a fact, which is not even a scientific term. I don't know in any of my studies that I ever studied science as factual evidence. I see it as the law, but not the fact.
Well, yeah, and when you look at some of the plans, you know, the Sanders Manifesto, AOC's green policies, all of these kinds of things, they claim that it's based on science. And yet what you find is that they've identified a small cadre of scientists who happen to think the way that they do, who have studies that allegedly they've performed that show the kinds of outcomes that they want to see. And it's not really a broad representation of what the scientific community is doing. All the studies that they allude to really don't follow accepted scientific or research standards. So, yeah, we've got to be pretty discerning as a public that when somebody's telling us, oh, but the science says, it's just like the polls. You got to go back and you got to pull back the curtain and try to figure out, how did they get to these conclusions? Can
exactly.
We really trust them?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, it's the power of invalidation. It's like, you know, in Christian circles, if I say the Lord says, it's like all of a sudden I've been this authorized agent to represent God. Now, in the old days when the prophets said that kind of stuff and it didn't come true, it didn't fare well for them, did it?
No, it didn't. We had a shrinking number of prophets, but maybe that's what we need today, too. You know, you turn on the television, you've got all these commentators who are oh so wise until the day after the election.
Exactly.
That was always the thing that I loved working in politics. Mm-hmm. All of us who were consultants in this, and I've been doing this for almost 50 years now, we knew that if you say anything the day after the election, we can figure out whether or not you're full of baloney.
Yeah.
And so you better be very careful about what you're saying. Unfortunately, with the mainstream media the way it is today, we don't find out as often as we used to, but it's still the same principle.
Well, they have to cover each other. It's like what we found out in 2016. Remember, all the polls were all over the place. It was going to be, Hillary by a landslide, all these incredible numbers that was going on. But it was interesting, if you remember, a few days right before, all of a sudden the polls started changing, and instead of having these double-digit differences, they went into the area of, plus or minus, could go either way kind of deal. In order to, hang on to whatever credibility they had. But meanwhile, all the 8 weeks leading up to it, the numbers they were comporting were nothing close to what it got to be, a couple of days out from the election, which they never said that Trump was going to win, but that it was going to be close enough to where, it could be open for some surprise. So that adjustment, that last minute adjustment they made, allowed them to live another day. And here we got to put up with them all over again in this cycle.
Well, and, there are a lot of people who would say that, but that's part of the strategy, because an election is determined by the turnout. Mm. And so if you can get the other side's supporters not to show up to vote because they're demotivated by all the narratives they've heard about, you're going to lose big time anyway, why bother showing up? A lot of people will buy into that. A lot of people do buy that. They don't look at it as it doesn't matter. I have a responsibility. This is a privilege that I get to exercise. They look at, well, if I'm not going to win, why should I bother?
Exactly.
That's not the kind of attitude we want to teach our little leaguers.
No.
Why is it that we take that into the ballot box?
Well, it's interesting. It seems, that the left would appear to embrace that kind of mentality more than the right. You tell the right that it's going to be a runaway. Oh, no, I'm going to show you different. There's just something about the competitive spirit in a general context of the right versus the left in this demonstration, because look at what is going on across the country, George. Surprisingly, I was born and raised in California. This has been a blue state, a one-party state, it seems like forever. And you know, it's amazing that the parades that they're having for Trump in, you know, downtown L.A. through Rodeo Drive down in San Diego, boat parade, over 1,000 boats. The other day, I'm talking to a friend in Ventura County, and he said, Bill, it's a mile-long parade, horns honking for Donald Trump. I mean, this is in California.
It's a different day and age. And, you know, I always, though, go back to when I was a campaign manager. An older, wiser campaign manager reminded me one day, he said, son, don't pay attention to lawn signs. They don't vote.
Right.
So, you know, you got to keep in mind some of these things can be deceiving. But, you know, what you were alluding to is absolutely right. I mean, there's a completely different philosophy about life, about elections, about governance between the two parties. To the Democrats, you know, ends justify the means.
Mm-hmm.
It's a top-down approach. The Republicans, the key things are responsibility, you know, citizenship, and freedom. And so there are two different ways of looking at the same event that will be closed down on November 3rd. How you respond to that really determines what's going to happen.
Well, without a doubt. Well, going back to the enthusiasm factor, it's got to be tough. I mean, if I was on the Biden side and I saw, you know, these throngs of people attending campaign events for Donald Trump, and then I see Joe Biden with maybe a dozen people in their car, maybe a little bit more, and, you know, there's just a lack of enthusiasm and a sense of spirit. And then plus on top of that, you got Donald Trump going out in a couple of days. I mean, he's doing, you know, 10, 11 campaigns, and Biden's lucky to get three in, or maybe four if he's lucky.
You know, in the 2016 campaign, people made a big deal about how Hillary Clinton probably worked less hard at being a national presidential nominee than anybody who ever came before her. We're not saying the same thing about Joe Biden, but we could. We're not saying it because of COVID. We're kind of giving him a pass. But the guy's not working hard at it. And I mean, honestly, that kind of troubles me. It tells me, well, maybe something else is in store. But
exactly. Or maybe he's counting on something else, exactly, to try and get him, you know, across this line, the same line that they said was a fait accompli as far as Hillary Clinton, that, you know, she was, it was determined, it's predetermined in the stars that she, and she's holding that predetermination. I guess that star must be, you know, tilted. You know, she still swears that this was stolen from her, that she was supposed to be the president of the United States. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, her star is in a holding pattern, I guess.
Without a doubt. What else, you know, from this this survey that we should be enlightened to? We got a couple of minutes left here, George.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I would encourage people to do is not to take the polls very seriously, because I think this time around there are so many different points of distortion in most of the national polls that, I mean, I've stopped reading them, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is my business. So I'd be really careful about it. In this new release, I talk about a lot of the reasons why you have to be so careful in terms of the sampling, in terms of the weighting of the data, in terms of, you know, what kind of people they're actually doing the interviews with. Is it all adults? Is it registered voters? Is it likely voters? You know, all these kinds of things can skew the results. And I'm saying that we probably have a 4 to 8 percentage point portion of the population who are Trump voters who either will not answer the surveys, or when they do, they won't talk about the fact that they're voting for Mr. Trump, just out of abject fear that's been raised in their minds and hearts. So,
yeah, exactly.
I'd take them with a grain of salt.
How much does target focus come into play? In other words, your own perception that you project upon the person that you're interviewing?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, how much does target focus have to play in these, in some of these polls? Because people project their own values upon the person that they're interviewing.
Yeah, I mean, there, like I say, there's so many different points at which you can distort the process. And so that certainly is one of them. You know, one other thing that I know happens in the industry, when you get results that don't fit your narrative, you simply don't release those results.
Right, exactly.
And so, you know, we got to be really careful about believing what we're getting.
Or you homogenize them with some sort of amalgamation of several other votes, and, you know, then you got this compilation that somehow it's kabuki stuff that it gets a bit hidden and complex. Dr. George Barna has been with us. George, how can they be in touch and you know, see the survey for themselves?
If they go to culturalresearchcenter.com, We've got all of our recent surveys, including this new one, that are there.
Well, Dr. George Barna, professor at Arizona Christian University. Thank you, George. Take care, buddy. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the presidential election still remains in limbo, the Silver State of Nevada is expected to release updated count numbers at 12 p.m. Eastern. Nevada's six electoral votes could put the Democrat challenger Joe Biden at 270 electorals, giving his camp the win. COVID-19 numbers are on the rise in America. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has an update.
While most of the country has been focusing on the election, cases of COVID-19 continue to rise. The U.S. set a new record on Wednesday with over 104,000 new cases. It's the first time that daily cases have topped 100,000. Hospitalizations from the virus are also on the rise, with several states reporting record levels. Indiana, Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Oklahoma have all reported record numbers of COVID patients, and officials in Iowa and Missouri warn that hospitals in their states are dangerously close to being overwhelmed with patients. More than 230,000 Americans have died of COVID-19, and total cases in the nation have surpassed 9 million.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Well, I'll tell you, at a time when this country, and I would say the world, needs an injection of truth. And I'm talking about real truth. I'm not talking about relative truth. I'm not talking about the modern idea of what the current culture considers to be truthful. I'm talking about that truth that faced one Pontius Pilate when he was face-to-face with the truth. And Pontius asked that question that echoes through the millennia. What is truth? Well, he's standing face to face with the truth. And if he would have just focused a little bit more and had some insight of that, you see, and this is, you know, this is what's so powerful about the truth and also understanding where it comes from. The truth, really, in my estimation, in my 6-7 decades of living, is revelatory. And it comes from the throne room of God. Absence of our connection with the throne room of God, we're going to miss the truth, and we're going to be tempted to interject our own idea and perception of what the truth is. Well, Father McTeague, and I hope I'm saying that right, Father, is that correct, Robert McTeague?
McTeague.
Thank
okay.
You
for asking.
Forgive
there
me.
We go.
Yes, I know my producer. He got that and he passed it on to me. And in the midst of the introduction, I lost connection here with it. So McTeague, Father McTeague, is with us and has written a book called "Real Philosophy for Real People." Tools for Truthful Living. Now, casually people, fathers, say, you know, they talk about the truth. But they're really not talking about the truth that comes from God. And that's why I say it has to be connected to the revelatory word of God. If you're not connected to God, you don't have a relationship with God. I think you're going to be deficient in really connecting with what real truth is. Is that fair?
Well, you know, the experience of the church since they encountered the Greek philosophers in the time of St. Paul is that faith and reason need each other, and faith and reason complement each other. Each one helps to do its own job well. And the lie of the so-called Enlightenment was to separate faith and reason. So, you know, a philosopher can go to a theologian and say, hey, you guys want to talk about the Trinity? I can't tell you whether or not the Trinity is true or false, but here are some categories of person and nature that'll be really helpful. And I'll talk to you about the Eucharist too. Now, what people don't know is that faith can go to the philosophers and say, you want to talk about what a human person is? You want to talk about the relationship between body and soul? Let me tell you about sign, symbol, and sacrament. You don't have to believe it, but if you understand it, it'll be great tools. And I think that's what's distinctive about my book, Real Philosophy for Real People, is that I'm not pretending to be a philosopher with my crucifix hidden behind my back. Mm-hmm. I'm a philosopher and a theologian, and I do both better because I am both.
Well, Father McTagg is a member of the National Ethics Committee of the Catholic Medical Association, hosts his own radio show on the Catholic Current on the Station of the Cross, and as I mentioned, his new book, Real Philosophy for Real People. Why did you have to write this book?
Well, because people have been doing philosophy so badly for so long. My late great mentor, Paul Weiss, to whom I dedicated the book, said philosophers let theories get in the way of what they and everyone else know. So, you know, please come to Dr. Smith's lecture on there is no reality and there is no truth. Please call ahead so that we can have enough seating and prepare for lunch. Valet parking is available. Well, that's ridiculous. You know, Dr. Smith, who claims there is no reality and is no truth, knows what phone number to call if the university doesn't have direct deposit on payday.
Exactly.
So let's clear through all that and say we don't have to get lost in that vaporous nonsense. And also, you know, we live in a postmodern culture where the media wants to lie to you, seduce you, and addict you. And Real Philosophy for Real People will help you to see what it means to be a human being, who made you, and what you were made for.
Well, and the ultimate goal is liberty.
Because
you have to have that. And what, you know, to your point, the mainstream media, and of course we're finding it out right now in the midst of this heated election with all this chaos and confusion going on, is they flat out lie to us, whether it's the pollsters, the mainstream media, social media outlets have all been part and parcel to lie to us. To what end, Father? To what end?
Well, they want to take us away from God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even as a philosopher, I can make a rigorous case that we're made by God and we're made for God. And then I can amp that up even more with theology. They want to reduce your horizons to this world. They want to tell you that whoever dies with the most toys wins. And you can buy your toys right here. And the greatest good of all time is sex without consequence, which even at the physical level is an illusion. But sex without consequence. And that's why they need to sell you abortifacient contraceptives and abortion.
Well, and experientially, we know that's a lie. I mean, this whole movement right now, this anti-abortion movement that is taking place, is rather organic, and it's based on experience. Since 1973, with Roe v. Wade, all these women jumped into it, men included, but particularly the women, because they said, it's my body, you know, and, you know, it's me, it's all about me and nobody else, and my body, my sex, and the whole deal. And so they bought into this lie, and what happened is years later, they're realizing that it was a big lie. You know, Father, I tell you, I have women in tears that will tell me flat out, Bill, they lied to me. My child would have been 13 today. I mean, they carry that with it. Till the day they die, they carry that yearn, that missing factor. I mean, we talk about Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter and everything else, and I'm going, wait a minute. Do we really Do we really believe that all lives matter, even black lives matter? Black lives, I mean, of all people group, you would think that they would be in up in arms because of abortion, because it was purposely directed to them, and it has wiped out, I don't know, somewhere around 40% of abortions today are perpetrated on blacks, and they want to tell me, on the other hand, that, oh, black lives matter? Well, where are you at these abortion mills, Planned Parenthood facilities, that are killing your people in an absolute modern-day Holocaust, and you're sitting there, you know, for the sake of contemporary reasoning and a big lie, and you're resisting the truth. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, you know, if I know there are scenes where people are at a restaurant and people who would describe themselves as thirsting for justice want you to shout out Black Lives Matter, and I would say not Black Lives Matter matter more to me than they do to Planned Parenthood.
Right. Exactly.
So I would be very, very clear about that. So, yeah. I know that people have been suspecting for a long time. You know, they read something, they hear something, and they say, you know, that's not quite right, but I can't put my finger on it. This is the book to help you to put your finger on it. The way that I tell people about the book is it helps you to be a lie detector, a truth detector, a lie refuter, and a lie promoter. So if you think your mental and immoral immune system need a boost, then this is the book for you. And the reason I know it works, it's battle-tested 20 years in the classroom. I could take a reluctant 18- or 19-year-old and in 3 weeks teach him how to be an anti-relativist ninja. This is what works because it's true.
Exactly. And it's not that you're indoctrinating them, you know, saying, well, he's going to indoctrinate my child. I mean, it's what the educational system, by and large, today, in retrospect, we look at all this money we've invested in our kids, and they come home, and we don't even recognize them anymore. Their philosophy is just off the charts. No, this is combating the lie with the truth, because when it comes down to it, I mean, you have to come to that understanding that truth matters. If truth doesn't matter, then you will continue on the current trajectory that our country, our world is on right now with relativism and a life without God. And I want to address that one issue you brought up earlier, because I think it's really important for you to talk about, you know, why God created us, why we have this, in a sense, a symbiotic relationship that must be adhered to, that must be responded to and engaged. If not, then we pay what I think is the ultimate price, and that's the loss of eternity.
Yes, I agree fully. God created us out of love, and he offers us only the best for us, which is himself. And so, you know, none of us get out of this life alive. We need to live our lives in such a way now that we can be ready to enjoy God in eternity. And good philosophy can help you to get the skills and habits that you need of both intellect and character to prepare yourself for eternity. And this is what good philosophy has done. And this is what the Catholic Church has perfected. And
well, we've got to go to break. So we've got more from Father McDade.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was
was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're continuing our conversation with Father Robert McTague. His new book, Real Philosophy for Real People, Tools for Truthful Living. Father, I should have asked you this in the first segment, but let's break it down. You know, people hear philosophy, and, you know, what is philosophy, and what is its critical importance in our culture and in our lives?
Well, you know, there's the joke that, you know, philosophy provides irrelevant answers to irrelevant questions, and that's not it. The roots for philosophy is a love of wisdom. Aquinas said that wisdom is to put things in their proper order and their proper place. Mm-hmm. And from that comes peace. And Augustine said that peace is the tranquility of order. So philosophy is a discipline to help you get your act together.
Right.
To do the right thing the right way for the right reason, to have a proper sense of priority so that you can live your human life so well that you can enjoy eternity with God. That's the short version.
Right. Well, and the true practical test is you can say, where am I right now? Am I in an environment of peace, or am I in an environment of chaos, just simply put?
Exactly right. You know, years ago I taught a course on sexual ethics, and I said, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think of all of your promiscuous friends, and then try to think how many of them are peaceful and happy. Mm. And most of them open their eyes with tears in them. Right. You know, look, most people are miserable, and there's a reason for that, because they believe things that are not true, and they want and love things that are bad for them. Right. And philosophy can be that corrective. Philosophy allows you to clear the windows of your soul so that you can know the truth, love the truth, do the truth, tell the truth, and win other people over to the truth.
Exactly. Well, the whole idea and purpose of philosophy has been so greatly compromised in this era of political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
and the impingement of our First Amendment right. Our founding fathers understood from God, not because they were in a back room smoking cigars, you know, drinking up cognac, did they decide that the First Amendment was powerful. This came from God, that we needed to be free in all things in order to advance our humanity, because God is about life and growth, right? He said, be fruitful and multiply. And we stunt God's purpose for humanity if we get in the way of his design, do we not?
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, God made us out of love, and he made us for love, and he wants the best for us, which is himself. And we have a part to play. You can give God what only you can give God, which is your freely given love. And only I can give my freely given love. And when we do evil, when we sin, use a theological term, then we're withholding a voice in the choir that should be a great chorus of praise for our creating and saving God. Evil is a metaphysical monstrosity. It's tearing a hole in the fabric of the universe while yelling, my will be done.
Yeah, exactly.
That can't ever end well.
Right, exactly. Well, I often use the statement, the admonition from God directly to Caleb, Father, that he sat there and said to him, you know, when he was down in the mouth because the sacrifice wasn't accepted, you know, God, I think, made it pretty succinct and powerful when he said, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And to me, that echoes through the millennia. And that is, you know, out of that, you can look at William Shakespeare, something that attracted me when I was 7 years old. And I saw this sign on a bus as I was traveling to Catholic school, as a matter of fact. And it was, to thine own self be true. And even at 7 years old, Father, I saw that and I said, there's something hugely significant. I don't quite understand that right now, but I know that there's something hugely significant by that
statement. Right, right. And I want to add a clarification. To thy own self be true isn't the postmodernist relativist, I have to tell my truth. No, to thy own self be true means be fully human. You're not anything but human. And life is a pass-fail exam. And real philosophy for real people is a humanizing venture. And so much of our modern world and our postmodern context is dehumanizing and even anti-human. And this book helps you to fight against that.
Well, he's a member of the National Ethics Committee of the Catholic Medical Association and host of his own radio show, The Catholic Current, on the Station of the Cross. Father Robert McTague is with us, and we're talking about his book, Real Philosophy for Real People, Tools for Truthful Living. Father, I sort of want to come back to this. You kind of touched on it a little bit, but I want to unwrap this a little bit more. And why God? Why man? Why is creation? How philosophy addresses that issue for people today, especially today when we see people turning their back. We see, you know, politicians turning their back on God. Boy, that's a pretty risky, I believe, choice for them to make.
Well, it's suicidal in the grandest possible sense of the word. It's individually, culturally, civilizationally, cosmically suicidal to turn your back on God. And there is simply no good reason for that. So I would say this, what is truly humane is what is rational, and what is rational always points us towards God. And I can say that as both a philosopher and a theologian. And the world, the flesh, and the devil have a business model that wants to blind us from those truths.
We need more theologians, don't we? And probably more people are theologians without even realizing it, don't you think?
Well, you know, most people are bad theologians, just like most people are bad philosophers.
Right.
You know? The great French Catholic scholar Etienne Gilson, he said most atheists aren't really atheists. They're bad theologians, and they're bad theologians because they're even worse philosophers. Everybody has a worldview, and whether you know it or not, you have an opinion about God, about good and evil, et cetera, et cetera. But you probably haven't been taught to think clearly, and, you know, your electronic devices get you, even on a physiological level, absolutely addicted to the stimuli of pixels and flashes, and you're being set up. You're being used as tax cattle by civil society, and you're being used as a cash cow for the electronic devices that want to sell you things that you're addicted to.
Exactly.
And I want to, with the Catholic Church and with real philosophy for real people, I want to shout, wake up, disconnect yourself from the machine, and find out who you are.
Exactly. And what we found out in a recent Senate hearing and with additional studying is the power of artificial intelligence in the modern era, what these tech giants are doing to us, how they're controlling us.
Sure.
Just like you said, I mean, they're filtering information and leading us to believe a certain outcome, a predetermined outcome, based on their eyes and understanding, not on anything that's godly, because they've made it known that, you know, they're atheistic in foundation, and they have no interest in God. You know, we already have a political party that's extinguished God altogether from their platform, and they have a new dictum, 110 pages, that the aspiring presidential candidate and his former competitor, an avowed socialist, have put together 110 pages, which is their new, in essence, their constitution and a bit of a declaration of independence, because they see that more fitting than what our founding fathers, you know, that we've been living on for the last 240 plus years.
Well, you know, look, we're in trouble. And, you know, on the air, I'm very careful. I'm not, you know, I don't want to be a partisan. Okay. I will say this. I'm a Jesuit. Most of my Jesuit brothers who are saints and blessings are also martyrs. Mm-hmm. And most of them were martyred by governments. Edmund Campion in Elizabethan England, you know, Alfred Delp by the Nazis, Miguel Pro in Mexico during the Cristero War. Put not your trust in princes. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we have to ask ourselves, think of a priest whom you like, and then ask, which political system is more likely to shut him down and hunt him down?
Amen. Wow.
Why aren't we asking those questions? I really think we should.
Yeah. Philosophy asks that question. And a real, philosophical, committed people to the truth will ask that question. Father, as we wrap things up, we got a couple minutes left, and with some delicacy. Because with you being a Catholic priest, the question I'm getting hit with in the last week and a half is what the Pope had to say about civil unions. Can you bring some light to that, please?
We have to be very clear. Whatever he did or didn't say, whatever he did or didn't mean, here is the distinctively Catholic position on civil unions. We're asking the wrong question. It's not why don't we support homosexual relationships. It's why have we always privileged heterosexual ones? We privilege heterosexual relationships because they do what no other relationship does, generate the next generation and provide the mothers and fathers that children need, and they need a mother and a father.
Amen.
And whatever else you might say, so, you know, some relationships encourage sodomy, which the church says is a sin that cries out to heaven for vengeance, and also does very terrible harm to the human body. No rational person and no faithful Catholic can support what is destructive to society, destructive to human bodies, and destructive of the human soul.
Exactly. So the bottom line, I think you summed it up very succinctly. You know, out of this conversation, and what's the takeaway, you know, for Catholics and you know, who are being asked, you know, or even made fun of? Oh, well, you know, here, the Pope's done it again. He stepped in a bucket. How do you defend him?
Well, you know, I don't know that we have enough time for me to defend him, but I say, I know what the truth is because I have common sense and I have revelation. I'm going to act accordingly and teach others to do the same.
Well, Father Robert McTague has been our guest. Really, this book, powerful. You need to get this in your tool chest. It's Real Philosophy for Real People, Tools for Truthful Living. How can they be in touch with you and get their hands on the book, Father?
It's available at your local Catholic bookstore. You can get it at Ignatius.com, Amazon.com. And then check out my radio program at thestationofthecross.com. It's called The Catholic Current. I have a book on preaching that's available on Amazon. And
when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of